We start this week with the disaster that didn't happen. Norwich-manufactured Coldman's mustard nearly disappeared from our supermarkets. Norwich City's chairman is Ed Balls, and he was in the news again as he survived another round of Strictly Come Dancing. And another unexpected name came up in connection with Norwich City, Donald Trump. You'll have to wait to hear how he has links with Carrow Road, because we'll start on the other side of the river where Coleman's mustard is made.
Nothing says Norwich quite like a jar of Coleman's mustard. But for several hours last week, there was fear among shoppers that there would be shortages of the iconic city brand following a pricing row between Unilever and Tesco. And with Norwich and the rest of the county on yellow alert during the standoff, your Norwich Evening News had even stockpiled about 20 jars of the hot stuff at our Rouen Road head offices in case shelves were cleared of the household favourite. Thankfully for Coleman lovers across the city and throughout Norfolk, the situation cooled when consumer goods giant Unilever, which also counts Marmite and Pot Noodle among its brand stable, said its products were once again fully available. But retail experts have warned that the clash is unlikely to be the last, as companies try to handle rising costs following the slump in the value of sterling in the wake of Brexit vote.
Ed Balls survived for at least another week on Strictly Come Dancing, despite receiving the lowest score of the series for his Paso Doble. The former Shadow Chancellor and his partner Katia Jones scored just 16 points for their dance to Holding Out for a Hero. The routine started with the 49-year-old, who was dressed as a knight, rescuing Mrs. Jones from a fire-breathing dragon. But the dance was full of mistakes. BBC Breakfast presenter Naga Munchetti was the latest dancer to leave the show after losing out to Anastasia in the dance-off.
Donald Trump and the Norwich City may not be two names you would initially put together, but footage has emerged showing that there is a link between the American presidential candidate and the Canaries. In 1991, the New York property tycoon took part in a major English football occasion, helping to carry out the draw for the fifth round of the Rumbelows Cup, now known as the EFL Cup. The draw was part of the Saint and Greasy show on ITV on Saturday lunchtimes, which was being filmed in the boardroom of Trump Towers in New York City. Former England international Jimmy Greaves chose the first home team, Tottenham Hotspur. It was Mr. Trump's job to pull away the seams out of the bag as he picked Norwich City. Spurs duly won the quarter-final 2-1 on January the 8th, 1992. Robert Fleck gave the City a 32-minute lead, but the home side struck twice in the last 13 minutes to go through. Now we have letters and emails sent by readers to the Evening News.